It was 51 below zero today in McGrath. The interior community hasn't hit temperatures that far below zero in 5 years. Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage who closely tracks Alaska climate data and trends. Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with him regularly as part of the segment Ask a Climatologist. Brettschneider told Annie Feit, McGrath is not alone. Much of Alaska is enduring very cold temperatures right now.
Not so much southeast, but the main part of from Anchorage northward and west all the way to the Bering Sea, we're in our coldest spell probably in about 5 years.
And how hard is it to forecast these cold events?
Well, the models have been predicting this they've kind of locked onto it for the last week or so. Kind of the fly in the ointment has been cloud cover. You know, so when you have clouds move over, especially when you're talking those kind of cold temperatures, it can affect the forecast by 25 or so degrees. So, you know, one day, if you think it's going to be clear, you might predict minus 40 or 50. And then if clouds hang in there, it might only be minus 20 or so.
What is actually going on in the atmosphere to create these conditions?
So there's an upper level low pressure system that's developed, and it contains a lot of cold air. It's settled in over western Alaska. And it's kind of locked into place, and all this cold air, especially when you have the clearing skies, allows heat to radiate away from the surface. But we're kind of under the bullseye. So if you go over to Canada, lower 48, even southeast Alaska, they're on the warm side of this upper level low pressure. So as far as they're concerned, you know, they're asking, why is it so warm? While we're over here on the to the west and asking, why is it so cold?
And it seems like highs below zero used to be more of a regular thing in Anchorage. Is that true?
On average, Anchorage averages about 1.7 to 2 days per year with a high below zero. But it's actually been 5 years since January of 2012. And before that, it had been since January of 2009. So these are things that were more common in the past. It's not impossible, but they're harder to achieve in this warmer environment that we live in.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state.